Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Whew. Wow. Well, that hits you like a train. What to say? Blue Bayou, written and directed by Justin Chan. It's a real slow burner that really pulls you in one piece at a time. In terms of story, it's about Antonio LeBlanc, a conspicuously named Korean-American who's only really ever known life in the Louisiana Bayou. However, working as a tattoo artist with a second child on the way, there really aren't any second incomes or second chances coming his way as a convicted motorcycle thief. See, Antonio's caught between two worlds, between right and wrong, American yet not American enough. He's also got the issue of being married to his wife, as played by Alicia Vikander, who's already got a child in the form of Jesse, an excellent Sidney Kowalski. And there's a great moment in the film where she asks him, because Alicia Vikander's already pregnant, and she asks him and says, "Will you still love me when the baby arrives?" And that's kind of like a telling moment for the entire film. I mean, if anything, Blue Bayou's characters are made up of like two thoughts. Blue thoughts for when they're feeling sad, and true thoughts for when they're feeling truthful. With this in mind, as a story of an ex-con trying to stay on the right side, there's really no shortage of people expecting him to trip up or help him do so. That said, Blue Bayou still manages to add some surprising characters, from the ICE officer who he befriends at the tattoo parlor, to the enigmatic Vietnamese woman called Parker that he meets. Everybody seems to hold a key to this kind of unspoken hurt that Antonio's dealing with. So this already kind of comes into sharp focus when he's framed by a racist policeman. Basically, because the way that the system is rigged in America, his summary deportation is almost unassailable. A refugee who was brought to the US long before there were laws to protect refugees and guarantee their citizenship and their status, Antonio is now actually a pretty easy target for deportation, and the police guys knew that and have used that to their favour. In the end, the past and the future kind of collide in this series of revelations and recriminations. Blue Bayou is a film of increasingly impossible choices, and prepare to be gulping down big floods of tears at the end, because you think it doesn't have you, you're kind of cool about it, and then the last scene comes and boy, it will waste you. I mean, it's a fantastic drama. Acting is really, really good. Yeah, see it.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.